Women's Roundtable here on the Life Talk the first day, October the 28th, 2020. I'm Marvelous Ifananya here, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
And I'm Praxedes Jeremiah. I'm also broadcasting from my home in Upper Marlboro in Maryland.
And on tonight's show, we're going to be looking at the COVID-19 situation in the country, the number of COVID-19 vaccinations that have been done so far, and other issues facing women. We'll also look at what happened in Harare today when some ex-combatants were brought into court, and we saw some women, also former ex-combatants, who were standing outside complaining about how they are being treated as women who fought for the country. So we have a little video to show you regarding that issue. We'll also be hearing about an update on the sanctions situation in Zimbabwe, where we saw that there was a press conference that was done earlier on today. So we'll also be taking a look at that.
We might also have a look at the ZANU-PF Annual People's Conference, which entered its second day with the party First Secretary, President Emmerson Mnangagwa, commending the United Nations Special Rapporteur Elana Doan on her statement against the illegal sanctions imposed on Zimbabwe by some Western countries, as he says. He also urged people to vaccinate against the COVID-19, saying the party has lost almost 21 national heroes and more than 400 government officials and ZANU-PF officials, mostly due to COVID-19.
Yes, PJ, we are seeing there an image of the UN Special Rapporteur to Zimbabwe, who you just mentioned, and who the president commended for her visit to the country. But we will be giving you more on the issue on Studio 7, and you can listen into the news tonight. But we go back, as usual, to the COVID-19 situation in the country, where we've seen of late the Minister of Health giving us the figures that are coming out. And they say as of March last year, from yesterday's figures, they now have 132,808 confirmed COVID-19 cases in the country and 127,522 and 4,675 deaths since the pandemic started in March last year. And we also look at the vaccination program that is now in its second phase. And when we look at that, we see that at the moment, there are 3.2 million people that have been vaccinated for COVID-19 in the country.
Yes, Marv, there's a total of 3.3 million people who have been vaccinated so far, with over 2.5 million who have gotten their first and second doses. But the government was aiming for 10 million people to be vaccinated by December in order to get the herd immunity, or 60% of the population in Zimbabwe.
Yes, PJ, but I think we will give it to you to do the Ndebele, and then we're going straight to our guest who's here with us on this program this evening.
Yes, siyalambulela kuhlelo lethu lalamhlanje, uhlelo lapho esithi asihluzeni ebomama. Lapho ke esizakhuluma khona izandlupe izangkathazelo kuphumelela kwabomama ezinhlangothini ezijiyeneyo ezempilo. Kodwa ke phezulu lapho saqala vele ngalo ubhubhane lolu oluhlasele umhlaba lwahlasela njalo laseZimbabwe. Ngokutshona kwelanga la izolo, abogatsha lwezempilakahle babika ukubana kube inani lalabo akade sebebanjwe yi-COVID-19 lokhe lolu bhubhane lwaqhamukayo eZimbabwe ngombimbitho nyakenye beselifike kumakhulu kunkulungwane ezedlula ezilikhulu 132,808, ukugoqela ke labo abaphephe kulolu bhubhane labo abazinkulungwane ezedlula ezilikhulu 127,520. Kwafa abedlula inkulungwane ezine lengxenye 4675. Okwamanje kulohlelo oluqalileyo ekuqaliseni kwona lo umnyaka olokuhlaba abantu amajekiseni okuzivikela ku-COVID-19 kunje sokuhlatshwe abantu abedlula izigidi ezintathu 3.3 million abantu kade sebehlatshiwe ijekiseni lakuqala. Kuthi ke labo asebehlatshwe amajekiseni wonke omabili asebefika izigidi ezedlula ezimbili lengxenye 2.5 million. So uhulumende ukhangelele ukubana ubethe nayena ukhangelele ukubana kuthi kusiyafika ekupheleni kwalomnyaka kube sokuhlatshiwe abantu abangaba yizigidi ezilishumi. Angikwazi kumbe lelo nani lizafinyelelwa ngokuya kwezikhathi, kodwa ke okwamanje lokhu sikuzigidi eziphansi kwezine. Njalo ke uthi yena ulefisa ukubana ngabe sokuhlatshwe abantu abangaba isilinganiso sokungamashumi ayisithupha ekhulwini 60% ukuze kufinyelelwe isilinganiso leso esibizwa ngesingisi ngokuthi i-herd immunity. Sizakhangela njalo ngesithunywa esiqakathekileyo esithunywe yinhlanganiso yemanyana wamazwe omhlaba e-United Nations, u-United Nations Special Rapporteur Elana Johan oselizweni okwamanje kumbe sesukumila angilaqiniso lakho, kodwa ke sekwethekeleleni okwensuku ezilishumi ezezibonela ngawakhe njalo kuzozizwela ngezakhe indlebe ukuthi monakalo bani odalwa yizijeziso zenotho ezafakelwa eleZimbabwe. Kodwa ke abamazwe ngamazwe angentshonalanga athuthukileyo agoqela oMelika, oBhilithani lamanye amazwe awe-European Union. Kodwa ke wona amazwe angentshonalanga athi lezi zijeziso azifakelwanga iZimbabwe yonke kumbe uZulu wonke waseZimbabwe, kodwa kulabantu abakuluhlu lona lelo olezijeziso abangaba ngamashumi aphansi kwathoba munemunye 87. Yibo lamankampani adlelana labantu bona labo abakuhulumende labakuzanupief, kodwa isilo lizwe lonke. Kodwa ke unkosikazi Elana Johan yena uthi yena ngokucubungula kwakhe ngophenyo lwakhe alwenzileyo eZimbabwe ukubonile ukuthi izijeziso lezi ziyabamba ziyaphatha uZulu wonke waseZimbabwe njalo kubuyisela muva inotho yeZimbabwe. Ngakho ke akutholileyo okuphume kuphenyo lwakhe lolu kuzahlaziywa kwele-Switzerland ngomnyaka ozayo. Kodwa ke abezanu-PF bathabile ngokuthi yena ubasekele esithi lezi zijeziso ziyaphatha umuntu wonke waseZimbabwe. Ngakho ke wakhuthaza ukubana kube lokukhulumisana phakathi kwenhlangothi ezishiyeneyo kanye labamazwe wona lawo angentshonalanga ukuze izijeziso lezi ziqondiswe sibili lapho okumele ziqonde khona. Kodwa kwakhathesi zikhanya ziphambanisa ilizwe njengokutsho kwezanu-PF laye unkosikazi Ellen Johan. Marvelous.
Aiwa apho tinotendai PJ nekutipa chirongwa chedu chanhasi, tinokuchingamidza vese vari pachirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndiri Marvelous Mhlanganya uye ndiri muWashington, uko tichipepenyera chigumba sekuzeya kwamudzisa pamusoro pedenda rechirwere checovid-19. Saka nhasi pachirongwa chedu chemadzimai tiri kupakurirai zvakasiyana-siyana. Tenge tiri kutarisa isu nyaya iyoyi yedenda rechirwere checovid-19 tichitarisa zvakare zviri kubuda munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika. Tichitarisa zvanga zviri kuitika muHarare nhasi, umo taona vamwe vanova ivo varwi vaive varwi vehondo yerusununguko kunyanya madzimai vachichema-chema vachiti mari dzavari kupiwa dzemudyandigere ishoma, uyezve vari kuti ivo vari kushungurudzwa nemapurisa pavari kuda kuwanikwa ivo vachitaura nhina dzavo. vamwe vavo vawanikwa ivo vachienda kunomiswa pamberi pedare imomo muHarare vachinzi ivo vakawanikwa vachiungana nezuro kuHarare Gardens vachinyunyuta panyaya yemari idzodzi dzemudyandigere vakawanikwa vachisungwa asi nhasi vazomiswa pamberi pedare saka tichange tiri kunzwa kuti zvii zvaitika pane madzimai aya anga ari iwo achiwanikwa iwo ari panze pedare muzuva ranhasi
What wrong has been done? Just come and see our comrades have been arrested. And we are told to just go. And that plainclothes policeman said, we are going to push you. For what reason? When are we going to be free? In the country that we fought for. This is not fair.
Okay, what's your name?
Daddy Rai. Njitima Nachinomon. That's my name.
Kwatipe oga nechishona futi chichaitika.
Tanga takazvigarira apa isu tichimirira kuti vamwe vedu vapinda kumasales vabuda vezoenda kutitozonza outcome vachiramidza kupinda tikapfuma kusara panze but now they came and pushed us that dzibai pano muende kumba hatisira kuona ipano for the reason we don't know
saka makuenda here kumba
tinoende here we have to respect the law
kumira pano kusvika vaona
vamwe havakuda kuenda so handikuriona kuti vamwe vatotirumira panapa tikudawo kunzwa kuti vamwe davo tikurwadzira and you know kuti vanhu vari kumasales ava most of them vari kurwara makumba akazvimba so vamwe vacho they are 65 vamwe almost 70 One of my health problems, we've got ailments, hypertension, heart problems, everything. But I will change it for myself.
Saka imikusunga kwenyu seva virusi nungugu, makashutora seiku.
Takagumbuka, atisikurara. Sene yangu bite yakatokwira. Atisikurara because we have done nothing wrong. Hapana chakaipa, chakaitwa. Zvakafanana nemwana kana urumba. Kana pakayana pamainini baba achitenga one loaf. If you say baba chingwa hachikwani, todo four loaves. Kana three loaves. Ndatadza here. Tisina kurova baba kana kutuka baba. That is what they wanted to do. They wanted to demonstrate maflaka zavo. Tukura za president kuti no, isusu marira tiri kupiwa hachapani. But mapurisa ndo akauya vasati vambodemonstrata. They came. Vasina kumbozva chii chavada kuita. They came and arrested them.
Aiwa apo tiri kunzwa kubva kune vamwe vanga vari pachikufa kuratidzira kwanga kuri kuitika muguta reHarare nhasi panguva iyoyi zvakare muHarare manga muine nhumwa iri kubva kuUnited Nations amai Elana Doha vauya ivo kuzoona panyaya yezvirango zvakatemerwa nyika yezimbabwe saka vawanikwa vachitaura ivo nevatori venhau muHarare muzuva ranhasi asi mutungamiri wenyika vaemarson munangagwa vanga vari kutaura ivo kuti vanga vari kufara nenhaurirano yavakaita namuzvare kana kuti amai Doha ava vawanikwa ivo vachipinda munyika uyezve vachiongorora kuti zvirango izvi zvobviswa here kana kuti kwete zvinyorwa zvakawanikwa zvichipakurwa naivo amai Doha ava zvanga zviri kuwanikwa ivo kuti zvirango ngazvibviswe uyezve vachitaura ivo nezvimwewo zvavari kuti zvinofanira kuitwa nenyika yezimbabwe kuitira kuti zvirango izvi zviwanikwe zvichibviswa asi tiri ipapo regai timbosendeka parutivi nyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika timbotaurawo ane madzimai ari kuita iwo mabasa panguva ino yecovid-19 vemunyika tinzwawo kuti zvii zvavari kuita pari zvino uyezve kuti zvirongwa zvipi zvavakabata muzuva ranhasi tinokuchingamidzai pachirongwa chedu muzvare varaidzo show Hello, Mzare Varaito Show.
Hello, Magadi, how are you?
Aiwa, siri wadi shenu. Mungaya nyato tutananguro mtu zini ya ministeri organization yenyu ne jamu kuzi ya pangwa ina ito.
Sivisa rango dino Mzare Varaito Show. Dino mirra organization and women's academy for leadership and political excellence. Dino waibo sangano no mirra madzimai. Uye madzitisa madzimai kutuwa pindi ma leadership positions. Kuva kuma leadership positions akaita se kuva kuma rural districts, kuma SDCs, kuita ma councillors, kuita ma MP, even kuita ma president. Tichiwadzidzisa kushita kuti mutungamiri unofanira kunge uchiziva izvi unofanira kunge uchigona izvi uye unozvibata sei
saka pari zvino panguva yecovid-19 mukuizvisa sei zvirongwa izvi tichiona kuti kune dzimwe nzvimbo vanhu havana kusununguka kuti vafambe
Anita wa COVID-19 changi chawe kuita zirongwa zenu tijizi ita ya tino tiyo pa Zoom atanga tiki ufiana ni madzimai tichichana na wo tichanisa Zoom tichana zibisira ipapo kuchu kuungana kwa kwa kusiru kufumzwa na kwa COVID-19.
Maybe let's just go into English. If you can just tell us what your organization is doing, especially during this time of COVID-19, when it comes to programs that prepare women for leadership.
Okay. During this COVID-19 times, we've been training women in transformative feminist leadership, which is a training where women are trained in various topics, which includes sexual reproductive health rights. We go on to teaching them on how to become an effective leader, what is a leader at the different states of government and their functions, how they can be part and parcel of the electoral processes that are happening in our country. And also they've been going through trainings like social entrepreneurship, where we teach them on how to become social entrepreneurs. We impart them with skills to make sanitizers, washable masks that they use with their families and sell some of the stuff so that they can have income to support their families. As we know that most of the women, they were to stop going to work because of the COVID-19. Mm-hmm. So giving them funds, after giving them, small funds to revive their projects so that they can better their livelihoods and also mm-hmm. use the money.
What are the sizes? We carry on.
You can ask your questions, okay.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. What are some of the challenges that you are seeing women saying they are facing during this COVID-19? Besides just the
most women are saying that their challenges are not able to provide for their families, mm-hmm. Since most of them are not being able to carry out the different jobs that they are doing to provide for their families, and also that they suffer, most of them are suffering from gender-based violence because they're stuck in their homes with their abusers and they do not have someone to go and support. Those are the challenges that they've been facing, and that the burden of taking care of their family has been upon them, especially now that their husbands are not going to work, and they, during the lockdown period where kids are not going to school, women had to be teachers also, so their duties as mothers had to increase because they had to do all the house chores, make sure that they're teaching the children, make sure that they're fending for the families. So all that burden was upon women because of the COVID-19.
Mm-hmm. And we also understand that you have a program where you've been assisting women who want to go and register to vote with transportation. How is that going? Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, WAWPE launched the 2.2 Votes for Women from Women Election Campaign, which aims to engage and mobilize women, including young women, virgin voters, to go and register as both candidates and voters in the 2023 elections. Under that campaign, we've been assisting women who want to go and register to vote, to make sure that they get to the polling stations without facing any challenges.
And would you say that you've been successful in encouraging women to vote?
Yes, we can safely say we've been successful because we've had over 300 women, virgin voters, who have registered to vote since the kickstart of the campaign.
Explain to us what you mean by virgin voters.
Virgin voters, these are first-time voters.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
So you are literally trying to encourage some who have never voted before, you're saying?
Yes, yes.
And which areas are you operating?
Harare and Tasa for now, but we work in all the 10 provinces of Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you very much. PJ, they were hearing from Ms. Jenny, who's just telling us about some of the projects that they are doing to encourage people to vote. I'm not sure if this mic is hot. There's something going on here. There's some noise coming from somewhere.
I don't have anything to manage. Silomanyati lapha ukuthi nyathi owenhlanganiso ye Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association ecingweni we akayenelisanga ukuthi angene nge-B-Live. Mav, I've got Miss Perseverance Nyathi on WhatsApp audio. That's how we are going to go through this program. Kodwa ke ningakayi kumanyathi uthi sithangeleke ukuba unkosazana Varayizo kade sithini uthi yena bale nhlanganiso lapho abancedisana khona labomama ukubana bakhankasele ukungena ezifundeni zobukhokheli njalo bafundisa umama ngenhlelo ezehlukeneyo zokuzinakekela ama-income generating projects. Babesebesiba lohlelo njalo olokufundisa omama lokubakhuthaza omama ukuthi bahambe bayirejista ukuthi bavote ukubhalisela ukuvota. Nkosikazana Perseverance Nyathi, siyakwamukela kuhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje.
Ngiyabonga ukwamukela kuhlelo lo.
Ye. Kumhlanganiso yenu leyi eyeBulawayo Progressive Residents Association, nilazo ke inhlelo ezikondane labomama nxa sikhangeleke ngobhubhane lwe-COVID-19, sikhangeleke njalo lenhlelo zokuzinakekela njengabesifazane. Ngasithathekela ngamakhutshane.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu. Sanibonani balaleli. Njengoba ishilo ibizo lami uPerseverance Nyathi, Residents Association nayo. Inhlanganiso yethu igoqela amawadi wonke akoBulawayo angu-29. Njalo nxa singamawadi siyalandelela ukuthi kumawadi onalawo lawo kulabomama abaphila kumawadi lawo. So njengobana sihlangane lohlelo olusolukhona umkhuhlane wobhubhane i-COVID-19, siyagqugquzela njalo kuzakhamizi ikakhulu labomama abayibo abaphethe izimuli ezindlini ukuba bavikeleke kumkhuhlane lo okhona.
Ye. Likwenza njani lokhu njengoba kade bekuma-lockdown? Selizijayele na izindlela zezinkundleni eze-social media, o-Zoom, lezinye indlela?
Siyazama ngazo zonke indlela ukuxhasa izakhamizi ukubana lazo zifinyelele kwi-information inale khona ye-COVID-19 ukubana labo bakhuseleka njani. Nakuma-radio stations sikhona, nakuma-social media sikhona, ama-handles ethu abebhuthwa, konke kukhona.
Ye. Nxa sikhangeleke liyababona yini abesifazane ikakhulu labo abasakhulayo bephatheka kunhlelo lezi?
Abesifazane abasakhulayo bayaphatheka kakhulu, kodwa siyafisa ukubana inani ngabe liyakhuphuka ngobana sikhangelele ukuthi omama yibo kumele bagqugquzele abanye bazise abanye ukubana hhayi bahlabele ijekiseni elikhona ukwenza ukuthi bavikeleke.
Uyababona inani labo belikhwabitha na ukuyahlatshwa ijekiseni lezi?
Okwamanje inani leli selingathi liyehla, kodwa lokhu silwisa ukubana inani leli lingayehla. Lokhu esilwisa ngamandla ngoba abantu abalalwazi kakhulu, njalo ulwazi abalufinyelelanga kakhulu ukubana baxwayise ukubana hhayi i-COVID kumele kwenziwe so.
Njalo nasikhangele kulinyanga ekaMfumfu eka-October kade kukhuthazwa ukulimukisa abesifazane ngemvukuzane yebele. Lina-ke lolu daba liluphathe kanjani kubhubha?
Njengenhlanganiso ekhangela labomama, siye sangena kumawadi sigqugquzela ukuthi omama labo bahambe bayehlolwa umkhuhlane lo, umkhuhlane omubi osoqeda omama. So ngakho-ke lokhu sigcizelela ukubana hhayi omama sisukumeni asiphakameni siyehlolwa.
Yikho-ke libabone omama besukuma na besiya ezindaweni ezihlukeneyo, kuke kwaba lezinye izihlelo lapho omama kade behlolwa khona kungela mbadalo?
Ye, izindawo zikhona lapho omama bahlolwa khona, amakliniki kahulumende, amakliniki awe-council zikhona indawo, kodwa thina njengabomama, omama baphakami ngendlela okufanele ngabe bayaphakama. So look at the Zama and the Lazungu to sing and Bakuku, the Lutva Sugum.
Njenge nhlanganiso lilenhlelo na ezinjengalezo ezikezakhulunywa ngesikhulunywa kade sikhona lapha ubarayide esithinana naye bale mhlelo zokukhuthaza omama ukuthi bangene ezikhundleni zobukhokheli ihlelo ezinjengokukhuthaza ukuthi abantu bahambe bayerejista ukuthi bavote ngeminyaka over 2023, two kids over
2023. Sinayo kobulawayo, kumawadi wonke, sinalo uhlelo lokuthi abantu bathwale bayisiwe efamona lapho kuregister khona. Sikuqalile ke sina sawuqala inyanga ezimbili ezidlulileyo ukubona abantu basukume baye register ukuvota ukwenza ukuthi bazikhethele abakhokheli babo bakusasa.
Ndibabona umama besukuma na kulolu.
Omama bayasukuma. Bayasukuma kakhulu sibili ikakhulu kuprogram kwehlelo le-voter registration hayi bayaphakama.
Abasakhulayo ke bangaba lakho ukuthi bayenze njengokwenzakalayo eZambia. Ngoba eZambia kukhetho olusanda kwenziwa. Kuthiwa abasakhulayo yibo abaphakeme masinya. Bekhuthazana nezinkundleni ze-social media ukuthi babhalisele ukuvota njalo bavota ngobuningi. Ndibona ngani lokhu kungenzakala na eZimbabwe?
Ngiyabonga. Ngi-perseverance ngimele uhlangothi lwabontanga ku-Progressive Residents Association. Siyazama ngazo zonke indlela ukubana ontanga labo baphatheke kwinhlelo zonke ezikhona zelizweni ngoba ikusasa lelizwe lisezandleni.
Can you explain just a little bit in brief what is Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association and what you stand for?
Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association, it is an association that caters for residents in all 29 wards of the city of Bulawayo. We've got all portfolios from the youth secretary, water secretary, chairman. We've got 19 executive members every ward. So in terms of the residents and the organization, we're the watchdog of the organization, of the residents, in terms of service delivery of the city.
Marvelous.
But I'm not sure if you'll be able to hear me. So maybe what I can ask and then you can tell her because I don't know if she can hear me. But I just want to find out that are they working alongside organizations like those being represented by organizations when it comes to?
I can hear you, Marvelous.
Okay, great. So is your association working alongside organizations like WOW when it comes to issues concern women, especially the issue of registering to vote and women in leadership?
Did you hear that, Ms. Aguirre?
I did see quite correctly. Could you please rephrase
Sure. I was asking whether you do have programs that agency women to go and visit the world as well as to go into leadership. Yes.
Oh, thank you. We do have programs that encourage women to go and register to vote. Everywhere we are engaging with the communities. Like I said, we've got 29 wards. All of these wards, we take the people to Famona where there is ZEC to go and register.
Do you feel that these places, the ZEC places, are adequate?
Not at all. They are not adequate because these offices, they are far from people, far away from people. And for an individual to just say, I want to go and register to vote, it's a hassle because the place is just quite far. So the people need assistance in terms of transport. So as an organization, we are catering for transport.
Aiwa, apo tukunzwa isu zvikutaurwa ipopano, panyaya yezviri kuitwa nesangano Rebulawayo Residents Association vari kutaura kuti ivo sesangano vari kutowanikwawo panguva inoyi vachiita zvimwe zvirongwa sezviri kuitwa nesangano reWAO mukuedza kubatsira madzimai kuti anyorese ivo kuti vaende kunovhota. Vataura ivo kuti kunowanikwa iko madzimai achifanira kunge vachirejista kunovhota kwakakuri kure. Uyezve mari dzekufambisa dziri kuti netsei. Zvatakanzwa zvakare zvichitaurwa nevamiriri veMBC Alliance vanga vari pano pachirongwa vhiki rapfuura vachiwanikwaiwo vachitatsurana nevamiriri veZANU-PF panyaya iyoyi yekuti madzimai vanofanira kunge vachiwaniswa mukana wekuti vakwanise kufamba nyore kuenda kunonyoresa kuvhota. Saka tiri kunzwa sangano iri rikuBulawayo rakamirirwa ipo pano vachitaura ivo kuti ivo sangano vari kuwanikwa ivo vari kutoitawo zvirongwa zvekuti vaedze kukwezva madzimai kuti vaende kunonyoresa kuvhota. PJ
Lizibani ungathanda ukuthi ukhuthaze ikakhulu abesifazane abasakhulayo nxa sikhangele udaba lokuyabhalisela ukuvota kanye lokuthi abantu bayehlatshwa ijekiseni lokuzivikela ku-COVID-19. Manyathi.
Ngiyabonga. Ngizaqala nge-COVID-19 ijekiseni. Kuhle kakhulu ukuthi umuntu azivikele. So ngiyagqugquzela njalo ukubana asiphakameni komama, asiphakameni mantombazane, usiyehlatshwa le jekiseni ngoba lizasivikela kakhulu. Ngiphinde ngidlulisele ku-voter registration ukubana kulilungelo lakho, kulilungelo lethu lokubana sihambe siyerejista siyerejistele ukuvota 2023 ngobana kumele sizikhethele abameli bethu, ayikhona ukukhethelwa ngabanye abantu. So kulilungelo lakho ukubana usukume uyevota, usukume uyerejista. Ngiyabonga.
Kungasiko kurejista kodwa kulabo engxenye abarejistayo kudala, libakhuthazana ukuthi bangabe bangahamba yini bayehlola yona ke i-voters roll.
Iye, njalo siyabakhuthaza laba asebarejista kudala ukubana bahambe bayecheck ukuthi yonke into ikhona ku-system, yonke into ilungile na. Mhlawumbe abanye ngezinto ezenzakalayo elizweni umuntu uyakwazi ukutshintsha ngokuhlala. Njalo siyagqugquzela ukubana nxa usuke watshintsha ngokuhlala, hamba ukhangela lapho izekhe eseduzane lawo, utholakale la ukhona kuzekhe, kumasystemu ezekhe, ukwenza ukuthi kube lula mhlawumbe nxa sesiyavota.
Ye, kulolu bhubhane ijekiseni yokuzivikela kulabanye abathi kabasoze bahlatshwe ile ijekiseni ngoba bayesaba. Likubona njani khona ngapho ngakoBulawayo?
Ekuqaliseni abantu baqala besesaba sibili besithi ijekiseni kulezitori eziningi, kodwana xa abantu balolwazi abantu bayaphakama. Njalo ngiyagcizelela ukubana abantu kabasukume, kabaphakame, ngoba ma uvikelekile uyakuvikela nomunye oseduzane kwakho.
Ye, labe muliyoni. Ye, marvelous.
I think now we can go back to our guest who had dropped off and now back. Ms. Varaizo, welcome back to the program. You were hearing there what we were hearing from the Bulawayo Resident Association about some of the work that they are doing also. So do you work alongside other women's organizations or other organizations to try and encourage women to register to vote?
Yes, WAOPE works with women-led community-based organizations.
I know your network is a big issue in Zimbabwe, so we
across the 10 front organizations so that they can facilitate and help women out during this COVID-19 era.
Mm-hmm. What about the issue of COVID-19 itself? What are you hearing from the women when you are, you know, communicating with them? Have they been going out to get the vaccination? What's the situation like?
When the first rollout came out, most women were afraid to go and get vaccinated because they didn't have enough information about the vaccination, about the efficacy and the safety of the vaccination. So they were reluctant to get vaccinated. But as time went on and this awareness raising was done, we've seen the number of women being vaccinated going up, and most women have been vaccinated because they're doing it to protect their families.
Mm-hmm. Tambopinda murimirwa mai kuti munoshanda here nemamwe masangano tangati nemunyarikani vanga vari pano vanga vari kutaura ivo vari vakamirira lawai sisi progressive nyati ine munoshanda here nemamwe masangano akazvimirira panyaya iyoyi yekuedza kukwesha madzimai kuti vaende kunovhota kunonyoreka kuvhota
hongu tinoshanda nemamwe masangano tinoshanda nemamwe maorganizations makuru akaita sana Oxfam taitove necampaign yainzi hashtag beyond COVID-19 pataishanda navo tichibatsiridza madzimai tichireidza awareness tichidzidzisa madzimai zvakanakira kuti vaende kunobayiwa uye kuti vachakana zvakanakirei uye tinoshandawo natinotiiwo macommunity based mawomen led community based organizations anovaiwo masangano madiki ari mumanharaunda akasiyana siyana tinoshanda navo tange tichishanda navo vamwe vacho tichivapa yatinoti iyo seed funding mari yekuti vabatsirike pakuita maprograms ane chekuita necovid-19
zvii zvavari kunyanyonyunyuta nazvo makatarisa panguva ino yecovid-19 madzimai zvamunoti imimi dai vamwe vakateererawo vasvika kubatsira vangabatsira sei
tinoona kuti madzimai vazhinji emuzimbabwe vazhinji vacho vairarama nekutengesa sava nekutanga kwakaita covid-19 nekuvharwa kwakaitwa mabhodha uye nekusakwanisa kubuda muzimba vachinotengesa vazhinji vacho vakasangana dambudziko rekuti vanga vasisakwanisi kuwanda mari yekuzvichengeta ivo nemhuri dzavo uye rimwe dambudziko ravakasangana nderekuti tinoshanda nevamwe madzimai ari kumaruwa vana vanga vachaiya tinoti online learning vazhinji madzimai vanga vasina zvekushandisa kuti vakwanisa kubatsira vana vaite online learning asi nekuburudza kwemaseed funding hatiri kuvatakavapa vamwe vacho vakakwanisa kutenga tinotiwo masmartphone vavakwanisawo kuzvidzidzisa vana vavo e-learning uye vakwanisa kupindawo matrainings avanga vasingakwanisa kupinda ngachiitika pazoom uye sezvo tiri kupinda munguva ye-16 days of activism against gender based violence tinoona kuti imwe nyaya yakasangana nemadzimai panguva yecovid-19 inenge iri yekuti vanga vari kudzimba vaka vachifana kurarama uye rimwe kuswera nevanhuavo vanhu vambunyikidza vanhu vaabuse vana vavo varume vavo uye vanga vasina kwekuti vatizirea kuti vaende kunoripota nekuti vazhinji vanga vasingakwanisi zveonline
tiri panyaya iyoyo yeonline makazvigona sei panguva yecovid nekuti tinoona kuti vazhinji vanga vari kuchema chema nyanya nekukwira kwedata kana kwemabhandura anoshandisika maizvifambisa seii
isusu pamadzimai vedu vatinodzidzisa taivatengera data rekuti vachikwanise kushandisa kupinda mumameetings matrainings avaidzidziswa kugadzira masanitizer nevamasi taivatengera data rekuti vashandise
aiwa regai tiimbonzwa zvakare kubva kune vamwe vanyarikani vedu tisati takwanisa kunge tichipedzisa hedu tichimbonzwa kuti pane masineji here anokwanisa kuitika ekubhulawayo kune kwamuri mune maofisi here kubhulawayo
hatina maofisi asi tina tinoti mawomen led walands vatinoti mawomen leadership networks anovaiwo mawalands edu anotimiririra munharaunda dzatinenge tisiri tinavo futi kubhulawayo ndo vamwe vatinoshanda navo vanotibatsira kushanda vari on the ground
pj
ye siuyele kuwe manyati
kwehlelo
ezisungulwe ngokuqhamuka kwalolu bhubhane olwecovid
ngoba ukusebenza kwakhona kade kubesokusuka omama ababhekananga la lo hlupho lokuthi baye ebulenjini njalo labantwana ukuthi bayenzele ukuthiwa yi-e-learning ngalesi sikhathi lena njengenhlanganiso kade lisebenzelana njani ukuze bafinyelele lolo lwazi bafinyelele even abantwana ukuthi bafinyelele izifundo
Miss CJ, your audio is not very clear. You might want to come out and come back in again. We can't hear what you're saying.
Okay,
carry on this here. Maybe now it's better.
Okay, yeah, Bonga.
Yeah.
thina njengenhlanganiso emele izakhamizi ama-residents besisebenza ngama-squares. Ama-squares lawo nje ukuthi mhlawumbe elokishini elilodwa mhlawumbe enketan lama-squares. Ama-squares abe kuqela abantu mhlawumbe abangu-20 besibuthanisa abantu bebebalutshwane. So sesihlanyela-ke ikulwazi kade sibuthi abantu babebazi mhlawumbe bangene through ama-social media. Sesibancedisa-ke ukubalisa idatha izindlela esizisebenza ngazo.
Masikhangele-ke kwisatshana esitshana esilandelayo sizangena-ke kuhlelo lolwiko le-16 days activism against gender-based violence. Lina-ke lilungiselele kuthi kwangikhona kumkhankaso we-16 days lo.
Umkhankaso lo othuza ngakhona bese silungiselele ukubana siyangena kuma-radio station. Sifaka ulwazi ebantwini, sifaka ulwazi kobama ukubana balanzelele impilo leyi, impilo eqakathekile njalo sigqubuzela nabobaba konke nje ukubana abantu babe lokuhlala okuhlethele emizini yabo.
Lilibonile liqonga na inani lezinsakalo zokuhlukumezana ezindlini ngalesi sikhathi se-COVID-19?
Ngesikhathi se-COVID-19 inani leli belingathi liyakhulu. Ngoba abantu bethu benzima kuningi abantu kuhlasela abantu emakhanda sikhalela ukuthi ize lethu leli belimkhulumo omenjani. So abantu labo badimeka nje kubana baphuba lama-short stay basokubangela-ke ukuntu ezindlini kodwa siyaphukuzela njalo ukubana abantu bahlalisane kuhle kukhulume lapho-ke ukungabale khona kungabi wula ngaso sonke isikhathi.
Thank you there to our guests. CJ, unfortunately, your audio is still not very good, so you might want to just come out and come back in so we can sort out the audio. But we're hearing there, I think Ms. CJ had asked her guests about the issue of the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence, a program that both women will be looking forward to in these coming days. Welcome back to the program, Ms. Joe. Just tell us a little bit. You mentioned that before we got to our other guests about the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. Tell us a little bit about that program and what you will be doing as an organization.
Okay. As an organization, during the 16 days of activism, we carry on doing awareness days and campaigns on the heels of GBV. And the impact that it has on women who want to run for public offices. Because we have noticed that it is because of GBV that most women shy away from participating in political leadership. And we'll also be running radio and TV programs on gender-based violence. And we'll also be sending what we call love letters, celebrating human rights defenders during 16 days of activism. Kubuda pachena kuti vataure zvinozoita kuti vanhu vashaye kubatsirika uye tinoona vamwe vakadzi vazhinji vasingazotore zvigaro zveutungamiri uye vamwe vacho vanotozvipedzisira vazviuraya nekuti vanenge vasingazivi kuti voendepi uye ndiani angavabatsira.
Tinoona zvakare nyaya madzimai anenge ari kuda kuita mabasa iwaya ekutungamira, tinoona achinyombwa achiitwa zvakasiyana siyana. Zvii zvamunoitawo mubasa renyu ramataura kuti munowanikwa muchivapa dzidziso, munovapa dzidziso ipi?
Patinechiwa padiso tunawadzitza kuti sezvo munhu asarudza kuva mutungamiriri izvi zvichireva kuti achisangana nematambudziko akawanda ekuti vamwe tinozovatyidzwa nemazita asingatoiti nekuti vamwe tinoti mukadzi paanongoti ave kuda kutora chigaro chekutungamira anobva anzi akuita hasisina hunhu hwakanaka kana kuti aiwa azopinda pachigaro chocho nekuti anga azoita izvi nemutungamiriri nhingi saka tinovadzidzisa nyaya kuti nyange vasangana nematambudziko akaita sei havafani kuregedza kuita vatungamiriri uye kuti vanokwanisa kuzvibatsira sei uye ndekupa vamanoripota nyaya dzakadai dzegender based violence
tombotarisa panguva ino yecovid-19 maona here uwandu hwevanhu vari kuitwa mhirizhonga nyanya madzimai vari kushungurudza uchikwira kana kuti uchidzika
panguva yecovid-19 yatiri taona kuti madzimai akawanda nhamba yemadzimai anombunyikidzwa yakati kwirei kudarika zvayaimbove yakaita
PJ just hold on PJ I'm trying to unmute you
okay
go ahead
yes manyati asi vuyeleke edabeni lokuthi nge-lockdown i-COVID-19 lockdown ama-restrictions angkhona aphathe okungakanani abesifazane omama ezindlini lapho njengobana kade bengayo emsebenzini iningi labo lingalabana abazenza
lokhu kuphazamise kakhulu impilakahle yabantu kakhulu obaba ngoba siyananzelela ukuthi obaba labo sebezisebenza imisebenzi yezandla ngakho-ke ukungena esikhathini se-COVID-19 kuye kwehlisa izinga lokusebenza kwabomama okungangokuthi omama labo ezindlini babaphathenga ngokuprovida ukudla okufaka ukudla etafuleni ngakho kuye kwadala ukubana omama labo bazibone sebehlezi phansi bengasasebenzi xa yomkhuhlane lo wobhubhane
izehlakalo zokuhlukumeza zokutshaywa zokuthunyiswa imali lizibone ezikongozana
izinga liye laqonga sibili kakhulu ngoba sananzelela ukuthi kuye kwadala ukuhlukumezeka kubobaba ukubangela ukuthi singagcine sebesilwa ezindlini okungangokuthi ukuhlala phansi nokungasebenzi kuyenza abantu bakubele ukudlabudlaba bangabindlele lokuhlaliseka kuhle so siyakhuthaza njalo ukubana ezindlini abantu bahlale kuhle
mina njengenhlanganiso ye-facebook ngisebenzelana okungakana nomanisala wakobulawa ezinhluphweni ezinjengokutholakala kwamanzi kuke kwaba lehluphekelano lokuthi amanzi akadetholakala kade ngelele abangela imikhuhlane lisebenzelana okungakanani
um njengangabithile ekuqaleni kubana ibuka iblawe progressive residence association iyinhlanganiso elilisho lezakhamizi ekhangela lapho ukhansela aphambanisa khona aqondise ukhansela ngakho-ke njengenhlanganiso siyasithuthakaza nelikhansela ukubana hhayi ku-service delivery ngabe lenza kanje ngabe lenza ngalolu hlelo ngakho-ke siyafisa njalo ukubana umasibala wethu wabulawayo angenelane lezakhamizi ehle ukusebenza kuhle
Marvelous, you wanted to say something or you wanted to ask?
Yes, I actually wanted to just read this, so thank God it worked. Yeah, I just wanted to go back, you know, to the images that women are making. I heard our guest here talking about what they're doing at the Bulawayo Residents Association in Bulawayo. So I'm going back to wow to just say that. So moving forward, what kind of issues are you going to be addressing? We see, as you say, there's the 16 days of activism coming up. There are also other women-related issues coming up. What's your, like, at the top of your list as we move into the following month? We know that this month has been Breast Cancer Month. Are you also talking to your women about breast cancer and issues like that?
Okay. Moving forward as well, we'll be talking on the effects of GBV. or women who want to participate for public elections, as we are nearing the 2023 public elections.
Mm-hmm. And where can people actually find you? And is it easy for women to come through and say, hey, look, I'm really interested in going into politics. Can you train me, or do you actually go out and headhunt? How do you find this?
People can reach us through our Twitter accounts, our Instagram, our Facebook, basically our social media pages. I'll give out the handouts. Our Twitter is at WALPE with the capital letter W, then small letter A, LPE, then capital letter A for Academy, and then it's Women Reform Network. And then our Instagram is WALPE Academy, and our Facebook is Women's Academy for Leadership and Political Excellence. And another page is Women Reform Network. And then women can get in touch with us on +263 784 420 409. They can send a call me back or a text message, you call them back. And to answer the question that you're asking, if women are really coming forward and saying they want to be trained, yes, we have had overwhelming numbers of women reaching out to us, even in other areas that we haven't reached, to want to be trained. So women are coming forward and they want to be trained.
Mm-hmm. Tichinongwa chedu chipera, siro kwa kunza uti. Muko unanga mazimali vachimu ya yereweka kungosu. Aywa, inindu kwa kutuwa mchunga miri. Shuri nyorele, nai angu kunga uti. Nga hapuna uri, ziso kwa kutu ninga ite se mchunga miri. Nyanyamu ya evu, zeme kutuwa mafungi ya wengi.
Seko una kwa angu ize, zizu, ave nyorele kumazimali kutuwa uye vachitwa nda kutuziswa. Nekuti ize, zizu, kata uchatisa mazimali, alikutumeza ma message kwa uke, kudobotuza ma social media pages, ili pa Facebook, kana pa Twitter, kana pa Instagram, kana pa kufona, chaya pa bala nje, basi, chine wakazi waka wanda, alikutumeza ma message, alikufona, alikufona,
Lawayo BYO, Progressive Resistance Association, Labu Facebook, Sikona, Labu Instagram, Sikona, Office to Akona Fidelity, 5th Street and 12th Avenue, Sikona.
Mama ukuthi bangene ezikundleni zobukhokheli ukuba ngamakansela. Ukuba ngamalunga edalela ephalamende lezifundo eziphezulu.
Ngiyabonga. Sinhlangiso emele isizwe njalo sasikhuthele zibe lolwazi kubakhokheli abafuna babakhokhele. Njalo siyasifundise izakhamizi ukubana nxa sebefuna ukukhetha, bakhethe umuntu abamaziyo, bembona la ngokusebenza kwakhe kuleso sigaba.
Kuqakathekile lokho.
Kuqakathekile kakhulu. Kuqakathekile kakhulu ngoba kathi sisondalane ukhetho luka-2023. Ngakho ke izakhamizi yizo ezilomlando ukukhetha abantu abazabamela okweminyaka emihlanu.
Emihlanu elandelayo. Sihle ngihle ngikunikeke ithuba lokuthi for you to highlight programs that you have lined up for the 16 days of activism against the agenda-based violence.
Thank you so much. For the 16 days, we have engaged radio stations to give an awareness to the women and the men, and we also engaging with the youth to foster the registration program. Because we see it fit, it is so very ideal for the youth to stand up and go and register for the upcoming 2023 elections.
Did you see the numbers rise of gender-based violence in these COVID-19 restrictions?
Yes, the numbers rise so much to the extent that it is so much touching to see cases rising each and every day. So we encourage people to live in harmony. We encourage people to live in a good society that is surrounded with love.
Are you working with other organizations in Bulawayo to just develop?
Yes, we are working.
Yes.
Yes, thank you. We are working with other organizations, the World, which is Women in Leadership Development. We are working with the World. We are working with other PVT. We are working with many other organizations in Bulawayo, just to foster an awareness around the GBV, around voter registration. Yes.
On that note, PJ, unfortunately, our time is really not on our side, but, you know, we'd like to really give also the last word to Ms. Joe, who has come back. I know you've had challenges here and there, but thank you for sticking throughout the program all the way from Zimbabwe. If you can give us your last word as WALP, and where can people follow you?
Ngithande kubonga ngithathe leli thuba lokubonga lina abalaleli ngokubukela lolu hlelo lethu lalamhlanje. Ngibonge njalo uNkosazana Phephuseni yezinto ngathi esibe laye kuhlelo owenhlanganiso yezakhamizi eyeBulawayo Progressive Residents Association. Obechasisa yinhlelo abalazi eziphathelane lokuthuthukisa omama abesifazane kunhlangothi ezehlukeneyo zempilo, ikakhulu ukuthi labo baqonge isibindi bangene ezifundeni zobukhokheli njalo barehambe bayerejista ukuba bavote ngomnyaka ka 2023. Igaba lami nguPastor Jeremiah Mineleyo.
Thank you there, PJ. I would like to also thank Varaizo Show for, you know, being standing alongside with us for the past hour. I know challenging network everything that you started us of WALP and some of their projects that they are actually doing to encourage women to go and vote and also to encourage women in leadership positions. I'm Marvelous Nzanganya here in Washington saying have a very good night.